right, thanks everyone for coming. If you need more seats, there are a couple more seats in the back. Okay, so today we are going to be doing the first two sugyas of Bava Kamma. The first one is very lengthy, so we're just going to do two today. So we're discussing counts of Onshin, Mamon, and Adin, and we'll see how that applies to our Mishnah and further. So our Gemara on Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Gimel, starts discussing the Avos Melachos and says, had it not been that there were all these kashas on each other, I would have been able to learn out one from the other. I could have learned out Eish from Bor, could have learned out one from the other. And Tosfos on Beis Medal says that it seems like we could have said Onshin Mamon Adin. It sounds like we could have collected money just based off a Kal V'Chomer, based on Gemara, had there not been all this pirchus. But the first question on Tosfos is Meicha Teisa. They're talking about Kal V'Chomer. It sounds like saying B'Me Matzinu, B'Me Matzad. It doesn't sound like we're even discussing a Kal V'Chomer in the first place. How did Tosfos know that we were discussing it? So the Rashi explains that the only reason, had it been that Bor was more Chomer than Shor, so we could have learned a Kal V'Chomer from there. But it's just, it happens to be a quirk that it's the wrong way, that Chomer is so much is more than Bor, so we can't then learn out that Kal V'Chomer. But had it been the other way, we could have actually learned out a Kal V'Chomer to learn it. But Rebbe suggested that maybe we're not actually talking about a Kal V'Chomer. We're really discussing that when Tosfos says Ein Onshin Mamon Adin, he doesn't just mean by Adin Kal V'Chomer, he also means in the case of B'me Matzinu. And so more fittingly, the phrase would read not Ein Onshin Min Adin, but it would read Ein Onshin Mamon Min Alimud. But now that we've kind of come up with this idea that perhaps we say Ein Onshin Mamon Min Alimud, not just Min Adin, Min Kal V'Chomer, so we have to see if that's true. Do we say throughout Shas that we say Ein Onshin Mamon Min Alimud through B'me Matzinu? So the first place we went was to the Gemara Nedarim. So the Gemara Nedarim has a discussion about learning out Nezirus and Dinim of Nezirus and Dinim of Nedarim. Right, when it comes to the Din of Yados, right, if someone like kind of says half a nether, so we kind of finish that for him. And so we say that comes from Nezirus, and also we know that a man can be Mayfir, his wife's nether, so we learn out both ways. We learn out a Hekesh from Nezirus to Nedarim, and that kind of gives us our limit of those two dinim of Yados and a man being Mayfir. So the Ram then asks, why didn't the Gemara ask the other way? Why didn't the Gemara say, why can't we make a B'me Matzinu to create a nether? Right? The Gemara only said, why can't we make through B'me Matzinu to create, for the case of Nezirus? But why didn't the Gemara ask the other way to be able to create a nether through a B'me Matzinu? So from here, the Ran says, you can't do that. Why? I'm not allowed to create a nether just based off of B'me Matzinu, because the whole din of a nether, if I violate my nether, so I get Malkus. And so the Ran says that would have been a case of being punished. Onshin, Mamon, or Onshin, Mina B'me Matzinu. So that seems like a very good support for Tosfos, that perhaps we do even say Ein Onshin. Min Adin means Ein Onshin B'me Matzinu. But then we said there's another Ran, which sounds like it could have been a perfect support, but it kind of veers off at the very end. We're discussing the Gemara in Chulin, discusses the concept of Tam Kicker, right? If a piece of non-kosher food falls into a piece of kosher soup, so it's usher if you can taste the non-kosher meat in the soup. And the Gemara goes on to say, it's Kal V'Chomer, from Nazir to Chazir, right? That would be an Isser D'Oraisa, right? The same way a Nazir can't even eat the dregs. Any amount of grapes is usher, even just the leaves at the very end. So too by Chazir, she knows more Chomer, because it's an Isser Olam, and it's a stronger Isser, so you wouldn't be allowed to. So that would be a Kal V'Chomer from one to the other. Then the Gemara says, based on the Pesukim Parshas Matos, about the war with Minyan, right? After the Jews win the war with Midian, so they take all the pots. So the Gemara says that they weren't even allowed to use those pots because the same idea of Tom Kicker. But this time, instead of using Kal V'Chomer, the Gemara uses a B'me Matzinu to describe what actually happened, to say why it's Aser. Problem with this, when we're talking about Tom Kicker, when it comes to Midian, when it comes to these pots, so the Gemara uses B'me Matzinu, and then the Gemara says, well, you don't get Malkus. If they would have eaten from these pots, then you wouldn't get Malkus. So the question is, why in this case do you not get Malkus if you eat from these pots from the war with Midian? So Rashi explains that it's only Esther Derabanan, and that's why you don't get Malkus, because it's just Esther Derabanan. But there's a whole another group of Rishonim who actually understands the Esther Deraisa. Namely, the Rashba says, what we would have wanted the Ran to say, the Rashba says that in Chulin Tzadiches, that this is a classic case of Ein Onshin Min Adin, we can't make a punishment just based off of a B'me Matzinu. And so the Ron says something different. He doesn't hold like the Rashi, but doesn't say that the reason why you don't get punished is because of Eino Shemana Din. Rather, he says the reason why you don't get punished is because there's only an Isra Aseh here. There's no real Los Aseh. And so that's why we can't get punished here. So we kind of hope the Ron would say that it would be Eino Shemana Din, but the Ron doesn't say that. If there would have been a real Isra Los Aseh, the Ron would have said that, but we're not sure. Then we brought up, is there any other way to kind of stray away from Eino Shemana Din? So the Shitim Kubetz has brought up, discussed a case where it comes to Toldos. Right? It sounds almost like we shouldn't be able to be given onesh for Toldos, because Toldos learned out through Din, through some, however you understand Toldos. And so it says, it seems like you shouldn't be able to punish based on Toldos, because those are just cases of, because those are learned out through a Din, so it shouldn't be okay. But we quoted the Rashash, who says it doesn't really make any sense, because we know that you're Chayev by Shabbos for Toldos, so it must be that there's a different limud for Toldos that aren't in the same way, that don't come from the same din as the Rashbo's understanding, as the Shittim Kvetzesar's understanding. The Rashash? Yeah, it just sounded like he's saying, it sounds like you can't tell me that I can't punish for Toldos because of the state Eino Shemana Din, because we know by Shabbos that obviously Pashut you get punished. So we're saying it's a Toldos by Shabbos, Toldos and Zikin are similar, so the punishment's going to be the same, and so if you can get punished in one, you can also be punished in the other.
So the Rashash thinks the
Or he understands Toldos differently.
Okay.
And says that Toldos aren't the same din, aren't the same lima, they kind of just are inherent and in the din of Avos that are the Toldos. Right. So then we quoted the Mechilta. So Mechilta is discussing our idea of Eino Shemana Din. So it talks about the pasuk Ki Yiftach Ki Yichra Ish Bor. Right, the pasuk mentions both opening a pit and also digging a new pit. So says, wait a minute, if I'm chayev just for opening an already dug pit, so obviously I'm going to be chayev if I dig a fresh pit. So Mechilta seems to say, you can't be chayev mamon based on chav chomer, and we need the pasuk to tell me both those, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes also when it comes to selling tvicha and mechira of an animal. Right, so over there, the Mechilta quotes the opposite of what you might have thought. It says that when it comes to, if I'm chayev for Shrita, obviously, if I'm chayav for Tvicha, obviously I'm chayav for Mechira. So he said in Shrita, that's a very difficult way to understand things. I would have thought it's the other way, that if I'm chayav for Tvicha, for Mechira, obviously I'm chayav for Tvicha, but the Mechilta quotes it the other way. And so he said, okay, so what's, how do we understand this according to Tosos? How do we understand this Gemara that seemingly says that we can't be on Shemon Adin ever? And so he said, maybe we have to understand this Machlokas Tanam, we have to understand the Nikudas HaMachlokas, perhaps between the Tanaim in the Mechilta, and seemingly what could have been in our case in the Gemara had there not been all these pirchos, and we could have actually said Onshin Min Adin according to Tosfos. So first we quoted maybe the nature of the machlokas versus how we understand what mamon is. When we say that someone has to pay mamon, so where does that stem from? Does that stem from I injured you and therefore I have to pay you back? So the same way, if I borrow money from you, I have to return the money. And mamon is not really an onesh in the same way to be a chayiv. Or do we say no? When we say mamon, or that's more of a did onish, and I'm kind of getting punished for what I did wrong, that I didn't do shmira well enough. And so we quoted, so then we have to say, okay, so once we understand that, maybe there are other ways to understand this machlokas seemingly between the Tanaim of the Mechilta and the Tanaim of our Mishnah. And so then we said, okay, so if we want to understand the machlokas, we have to understand what's the underlying svara, why do we say Eino Shemana Din, and then kind of would that apply then to our Mishnah. And what would the machlokas be? So we quoted Rashi. So Rashi discussing the pasuk by Nara Mosa, Ein Moshi Allah, right? Quotes a Kal Vachomer, that if you could do it, where it's just going to be a blemish, it's going to be a mum. So obviously in a case where someone's running after someone else to kill them, so obviously you can kill them. So just as a side point, clearly what the Gemara's understanding there is Din Rodef is a Din Onesh. We discussed that a little bit later on in Shir also, that when someone's running after, and we said an Afkamina with that would be... we say kum levdarmine, right? When he's running and he breaks something, so at that moment, when someone can kill him, is that a din onesh, or is that just a din that someone can kill him? So it seems like from here, it's a din of onesh. And so Rashi, the Gemara over there, concludes that really, we learn it out from a hekesh, not from a kal vachomer. So Rashi understands, Rashi says what? He says that since it's a hekesh, since you can learn it out, since the hekesh is divinely ordained, therefore you can learn out one from the other when it comes to hekesh. But when it comes to a kal vachomer, since I can learn that out on my own, I wouldn't be allowed to use a kal vachomer to teach me Eino Shemana Din. So clearly what sounds like what Rashi is saying is that the din of Eino Shemana Din is that you might make a mistake, right? If I make this fancy, razzle-dazzle kal vachomer, So then, what if I made a mistake? So I've killed a person because of it, but I made a mistake. It was a bad kal v'chomer. But when it comes to a hekesh, so then the Torah says, this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we said this understanding of Rashi within hekesh and kal v'chomer harkens back to a machlokas in the third parak of Sukkah between Rashi and Tosos. Rashi and Sukkah Lamed Aleph understands that you need a mesorah to learn out of hekesh. When it comes to a kal v'chomer, do what you want, learn it out on your own. But when it comes to a hekesh, you need a mesorah, you need to come straight from a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why that kind of manifests itself in his understanding here. When it comes to hekesh, which needs to be divinely ordained, needs to come from a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I can learn out Eonshim and Adin. But Tosfos over there says, no, you can also learn out a hekesh on your own. So according to this understanding of Rashi, we wouldn't be able to say that Tosfos, it would be difficult to say that Tosfos buys into this because a hekesh you can also learn on your own. So just that was just as an aside of how Rashi fits in to the greater sugya. But then we quoted the Marsha, right? The Marsha quotes from the Smalach, discussing the case of Molech. In a case of Molech, when I pass one child, if someone passes one child through the fire to Molech, so he's chayav misa. But if he passes all of his children to Molech, so he's pater. So what's pshat? Why, if I pass all of them, all of a sudden I'm pater? So the Marsha quotes from the Smag, who explains that the din of misa's beis din is a kapara in a way. Right, I did something wrong, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me the opportunity to kill by Mizin as a kapara. But when it comes to passing all your children, perhaps you're not actually deserving of such a kapara. And that's why perhaps that's the rationale between Enon Shem and Adin. Right, we say you want to give. Obviously you're Chayav Misa, but maybe you don't deserve Misa in that case, and that's why we don't say Enon Shem and Adin. And then finally, we quoted the Rambam. So the Rambam in Hilchos Machlos Asuros is discussing what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat. So, right, we know that there are different levels of things you're not allowed to eat, right? A chazer has one simon, and the Torah is explicit in saying you're not allowed to eat that. An elephant has no simonim, so you wouldn't eat that. So, the Rambam quotes that it sounds like if the Torah, the animal the Torah signaled out like a chazer, which has one, so you'd be chayev, malchus. But if someone eats a elephant, it sounds like tachlis, you shouldn't be chayev, malchus, because it's not singled out in the Torah the same way. The Rambam concludes and says you can't eat an elephant based on a kal v'chomer, so it's the same way you're chayev when it comes to when you're chayev pig, so to an elephant. And so since there's only one simon you're chayev, obviously when there are two simon you're going to be chayev. We say, wait a minute, how do you understand this? Ein Onshin Min HaDin, I can't give a malchus based on that. So we go to the Magen Mishnah to explain that Ein Onshin Min HaDin can't take you from usser, can't take you from nothing to getting punished. Ein Onshin Min HaDin can take you from it was usser, and now we're going to give you punishment for it, even though before we wouldn't have given you punishment. And so he said, what's the svara of that Magi Mishnah? What's behind that? How do you understand that? So he said, it's that a kal v'chomer, it's a chiddush. And so you're going to take me two levels of kal v'chomer, that's very difficult to say. But take me one level to say, we already know it's usher, so we're kind of using kal v'chomer a little bit lighter way, that might be fine. So now that we have our three understandings of what it means in Enon Shem Min HaDin, that either it's might make a mistake, or you don't deserve the punishment, or we can only take you two levels, could those three explanations fit back with our Gemara, with our Machlokas, between the Tanaim of the Becholta and the Tanaim of our Mishnah, seemingly according to Tosfos, and to understand why we would say or why we would not say Onshin Mamu Min HaDin in general? So if you want to tell me that the problem is there's just a Pircha on the Kal V'chomer, so when it comes to Onshin Mamu Min HaDin, how would you understand that? So, in the one hand, I could say, okay, I took money from you, and you're Mechai Tehmi Mamun, so new, there's a mistake, sorry, let's just pay it back, and call it a day. What's the actual problem? Like, it's fine. Just pay me back the money. But on the other hand, we know money is very serious stuff. We know Enochan, Bimon, Achar, Harov. And so based on that, the Prima Gaon explains that it's not so posh just to say that you'd be able to take away money just based on a Kal V'chomer. And so maybe, perhaps, we could say that also, we discussed before a little bit about how you understand Mamon. Is Mamon did Misa? Is there an Onish or not? So that kind of could fit back in the same way. And then, so perhaps we hold like the second sheet, like the Maharsha, who discussed that it was actually Din Kapara. So when it comes to Mamonos, there's no really Din Kapara by Mamonos. So to say Ein Onshin Min HaDin applies to Ein Onshin Mamon HaDin, if the whole Sfara is Kapara, doesn't really make any sense. So perhaps Tosfos is saying that, no, that's the Hesber. The Hesber is that it's a Din Kapara. There's no Din Kapara here. So therefore, it would be fine to get paid back. Tosu says that we could have said that, so maybe this is the Svara why we would say that, because the whole Svara doesn't apply in our case. And then, just finally, when it comes to taking it one step, taking it two steps, that's very difficult to understand that. I'll leave it to Mamonos, right, because it's just being Mechayev Mamon. It's like, so maybe that would be the Hezber, the difference whether or not you would say that it's just taking it one step, but actually being mechayiv would be a problem. So perhaps that would be. So it's really the three understandings of what is Ein Onshin Min HaDin, and then kind of how that applies to Ein Onshin Min HaDin. So again, we wanted to discuss the Din of Nezikin. Then we wanted to discuss the Din of Nezikin when it comes to Onish. When someone damaged something, I owe them money. Okay, so now what? I owe you money, Mazel Tov. Am I then... Why do I owe you money, though? Do I owe you money the same way when it comes to a loan? I have to pay you back money? Or is it no? I did something wrong. There is a problem in my shmira, and therefore I have to pay you back. And it's a din. It's a punishment. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Therefore, the Torah says, pay this guy money or no. You are now down $50 because my ox ripped through your talus. So therefore, I have to pay you. I have to replace that. I have to get you back on the same page. So we quoted from the Rambam, who at the beginning of the Rambam says, it sounds like it's both. Kol nefesh chaya shi b'shutza shel adam shizik avalim chayav l'shalim sherem amonim hizik. Right? It sounds like you have to pay because your things, because your animals damaged. It sounds like almost the Rambam is kind of hinting at both here. We're not entirely sure which way the Rambam would hold on this chakira. And we quoted Rashi on Daf Tes, who seemingly says, beautifully, he says, two lishnas, and seemingly the two lishnas actually manifest themselves in our two ways of understanding this chakira. Right, in the first one, right, the Mishnah says, kol shechafti b'shmiraso, k'sharti es nisko. So Rashi seems to at first say, oh, it's because you owe him money and you're damaged. And the second lishna says, no, because it was kind of path-oriented, you didn't do your shmir well enough. So, the problem with this reading was a little bit weird, just because when the Gemara says, chafti b'shmiraso, it sounds like the Mishnah is really focusing on the fact that I need to do shmira. And the fact that I'm chayav mamon is because I didn't do the shmira properly. So we said that maybe... when you're shomer karaoi, what are you doing? What are you really chayv and shmir the whole time? And therefore, the nekudas, like the part that really is mechayv you is the fact that you didn't do the shmir the whole time, or no, you should have been doing shmir, but the part that mechayv you is only later on when we, and it was the chayv nezikin, not necessarily the chayv shmir. So that's just a side of how we understand nezikin. Seemingly Rashi holds, said that there are two different things here. And so we said that maybe there could be another reading of our Mishnah, of our Mechilta, that would kind of allow us to not have to go down this route of really being a machlokas between the Tanaim of the Mechilta and the Tanaim of our Mishnah. And so Rashba says, when it comes to Bor, right, the Mechilta quotes Bor, we keep here quoting the other case, but the Mechilta quotes Bor in specific, and says, Ein Onshin Min HaDin, and we didn't know, we didn't know Onshin Min HaDin. We said Ein Onshin Min HaDin. That was by Bor. So the Rashba says, yeah. Because why? Because Bor is such a chiddush. Ein lecha bor el chiddush when it comes to Bor. Right? What's so special about Bor? It's stationary. It's not going anywhere. It's in Rishus HaRabim, and the Torah, and it doesn't even belong to you, but the Torah still says it belongs to you. And also, then you're coming to Rishus. It's very Bor is a very weird case of Nezikin. All the other cases seemingly are different, but Bor is a little bit different. So that's why perhaps you can say when the Mechilta is discussing the case of Bor and says Ein Onshin Min HaDin by Bor, in Achanami says it by Bor. But what about the rest of them? And Sotos saying Onshin Min HaDin might be different when it comes to Bor, since Bor is such a did, is such a chiddush. We can't learn out Bor to anything else. And then we quoted the Shita Megubetzes, who kind of has a very interesting understanding of what's going on in this case. He's talking about. He says the topic of the Mechilta isn't talking about whether or not you're Mechayev Mamon. It's talking about being Mechayev Adin Shemayim. And so we understood that seemingly according to the Demari Katz, a little fuzzy on this though, I don't have it entirely clear, it's just that when you actually do the digging of the pit, it's not even when someone gets injured, it's the actual digging of the pit that's Mechayev Yu B'dinei Shemayim. And so others, specifically the Mishnah of the Melech, argue on the Demari Katz and said, Hei Chateisi, that because I dug a pit in Rishis HaRam and nobody got hurt, therefore I'm going to be Chayev. So the Mishnah of the Melech says, quoting from a Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Nun Aleph, which discusses two people who have a pit together, Shnei Shutvin, who has a pit. So it says, maybe the case when you have Shnei Shutvin who dig a pit together, maybe it's that they should both pay. As a shliach, they paid a shliach to dig their pit. So Gemara says, no, they can't be that, because they shliach the varavera. So what's the aver over there when it comes to digging a pit, right? If they both paid to have a shliach, and the Gemara is saying, Ein shliach tavar avera. So what's the aver over there that the Gemara is discussing? So Mishnah Melech says, no, it's just an Isidur Rabbanon. Don't tell me it's a Doraisa, while the Mari can't say, no, it's beautiful, Ein shliach tavar avera, because that's an Isidur Raisa. And we quoted that maybe how you understand Ein shliach tavar avera, whether that applies to the Rabbanon, whether that applies to Doraisas, might kind of fit into this a little bit, but we didn't go into that at length. And then we kind of just to finish off, we discuss what's the pshat in digging a pit. What's the actual problem there? So we said perhaps it could be an extension of lift ne'iver. We said lift ne'iver, it's a little bit difficult because generally when the Gemara in Kiddushin talks about lift ne'iver, it talks about giving a nazir wine. It talks about getting people to do averos that they wouldn't have otherwise done had you not given it to them. So to say that that's an extension is a little bit difficult. But also just when it comes to burning down someone's house, the question is, mechitesi amchai for burning down someone's house. No pasuk, that's mechayiv mi nezikin. So alachas kam v'kam when it comes to digging a pit. Where do we learn that out from that you're actually chayiv? So the Stipler quotes that there, if Torah says you're mechayiv in Hashavas Aveda, so I have to return my friend's lost object. So there's no chisaron in Hashavas Aveda greater than burning down someone else's field. Others say maybe the idea emanates, the idea of nezikin comes to the after Kmocho, but either way, Rabbi's like a cheer, like, we're really. It really is it's not posh where this Isser comes from in the first place. Even just the Isser Nezikin to say, have to go to the Aftarech Kmocha is very difficult then to go back to the Marikas, is digging a pit, or Shisaram, is just Doraisa, would also be a little bit difficult to say. So it wasn't necessarily that most posh. So that was really the first Sugya, Einon Shemam and Minadin. There's a lot there, right? And first we talked about Mamon Sinus, would it apply there also? Then we discussed how we understand Mamon. Kind of broke that down into, okay, so why can't we punish Minadin? What's the svara behind that? Rashi, Marsha, Rambam. How do we understand Mamun? Is it considered punishment in the same way? Maybe then we discuss the final understandings of maybe our mission is actually something different, right? There's Din Bor, which is totally different, totally Chiddush. And then maybe they should do better. They're only talking about Din Shemayim. According to the Marikat, seems to say there's an Issur D'oraisa of digging a pit and how that manifests itself in the final cases. That was really the first sugya in Onshim and Adin. Again, it was very lengthy, but also really geschmack to look back on it because there was really just a lot there. And then for the second sugya, we're discussing Tolus B'Shabbos. So again, the Gemara gets us started on Beis Menalf discussing the idea of Avos B'Tolus B'Nezikin. So the Gemara says, Avos B'Tolus, we have that concept. That concept comes up again by Avos B'Tolus B'Shabbos. So the Gemara is discussing, right, if someone violates multiple different Yisurim on Shabbos, they have to bring multiple Korbanos or they're chayv multiple times Skila. So the Gemara says, so what's the chiluk between Avos and Toldos? If you're chayv for doing different things, who cares if something's an Av or something's a Tolda? So the Gemara says, no, if I violate a lot of different Toldos under one Av, so I'm only chayv one Korban. But if I violate multiple different Avos, then I'd be chayv multiple different, then I'd be chayv multiple times for Skila for a Korban Chatas, then you can do it, but Shogeg or Bemezid. But the Gemara says, wait a minute, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you bring multiple korbanos if you violate multiple todos, so what's pshat here? What then would the nafkamina be between avos and todos, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you actually do bring different korbanos in this case? The Tosfos, on the spot, on daf beis, Amud Aleph, starts discussing, how do I know what is an av and what is a toda? Right, the Gemara just kind of jumps in and tells me avos and todos. But what is an av and what is a toldos? Tosfos quotes three different understandings of what exactly is an av, and they're all tully on a girsa change of whether I have a vav, vek mishkan chashivalei, or not. And so the third lishna that Tosfos teaches is they need both chashivas and mishkan. If either act is missing, if you're missing either mishkan or you're missing chashiva, so it wouldn't be an av and that would be considered toldo. But the other Girsatosis quotes is that just because something is in the Mishkan doesn't create an av, you need chashivas as well, right? And so again, there are certain activities, because we know Tosis quotes there are certain activities which were in the Mishkan, i.e. Hachnasa, which is a tolda, not an av, and yet, seemingly because it wasn't chashiv, so seemingly according to this, it sounds like Molacha not only needs to be in the Mishkan, but it also needs chashiv. So wait a minute, hold up. These two answers of Tosis seems to be the exact same thing. Both answers of Tosis here seem to say, I need Mishkan, and I need chashiva, and if I'm short either one of those, I'm not chayav. So based on that, the Maharam comes and says, we misread the first gears of Tosfos. You don't need both. Mishkan, we know Mishkan can't be the only thing that's mechayav. Why? I'll quote you Hachnasa. Hachnasa is a tolda, even though it's chashiv, so even though it's in the Mishkan. So it can't be that Mishkan is the thing that carries the day. Rather, the Maharam suggests, according to the sheet of Tosfos, the only thing that's important is chashiva, and Mishkan isn't chashiva. We said, really hard to understand that Maharam, because so much of what we know about Hilchos Shabbos, literally almost all of it, comes from Mishkan. And so to all of a sudden come out from the Maharam to say that the only thing you need is Chashiva and not Mishkan is very difficult to say. So that was just a very interesting understanding of that Tosfos. But we quoted, there's a Tosfos in Shabbos in the Tzadi Vav, which kind of has the same understanding, the same Kasha as our Kosha, that what is an Av and what is a Tolda? How do we understand these? So Tosfos says it's impossible to think that you can get away with having either one. You need Mishkan and Chashiva. It's non-negotiable to say you need both. And then, kind of as an aside, Tosfos says maybe, oh, if you quote the other Girsa though, maybe you can say all I need is Mishkan and I don't really need Chashiva. So in Shir, where he said, I don't understand. Tosfos in Bava Kamma was so bothered by Hakhnasa, which is in the Mishkan, and not chashiv enough to be considered off. So how would Tosfos in Shabbos then understand why Hachnas is not a Tolda? And that was something we quoted. So in the end of the day, from these two understandings, of these two Tosfos, the one Bava Kamma Daf Gimel, the one Shabbos Taf Tzadi Vav, and with the Maharam, this would be three different understandings. Either I only need Mishkan, which we said is weird because Hachnasa, or I only need Chashivas, which we said, according to Mamash, is very difficult for us, or you need both, which seemingly is the most misdaber to us. So now that we've kind of discussed a little bit what's considered an av, what's considered a tolda, is it possible that there are things which fit into neither category? Is it possible there are things which fit into things that aren't an av and things which aren't a tolda? So Gemara in Shabbos of Ayin Gimel is discussing different types of planting, and it says Tana Zoreh Vazomer Vanoteh Vamabrech Vamarkiv Kula Malach Achase, and all these different pu'ulos of planting are all one molacha. And so the Rambam, Hilcha Shabbos, when he's paraphrasing this Gemara, he says all of these things are an av molacha. Right? We know Tosfos doesn't mean that these are avos and that some of them are toldos, because the Rambam doesn't discuss toldos until a couple of molachas later when he introduces toldos. So it can't be that Tosfos here means that these are toldos. So the question then is, so it sounds like from Tosfos, that there's what we call co-avos almost, that they're not really avos in the sense, the general sense where they'd be in the Lama Tes Malachos, but they're also not toldos, that there are these things called co-avos. But then, wait a minute, so Tosfos just introduces a new concept of co-avos, but what's considered a co-av, what's considered an av? So Rambam, in the end of that halacha, says, what are they? Since in all of these things, your intention is to grow something, therefore they all fall into the same category, they're all co-avos, but they're not the same. And so if we're saying the whole din is tolei on the tzameach davar who miskavein, so the Gemara Moed Katan, which is discussing one year grass on Shabbos, why isn't that considered a co-op in the same way? Why is that considered a tolda? So the Tiferes Yisrael Nakdamon, the Mishnah of Shabbos discusses that no, since you're not actually making contact with the item, therefore it's considered a tolda, not an av. We said, okay, great, it's a very nice chiluk. But Meichatesi, how do we know this is true, that it's only if it's specifically if it's making contact with it? So we said, then we said, okay, fine. So that's how the Rambam explains that there are such things as co-avos. So Rashi explains this Gemara and says that all of the light items listed are avos, except for Zomer, which is the Tolda. And so we said, what? What's the chiluk? So we said maybe that Zomer is a totally different pool when it comes to planting, when it comes to putting seeds in the ground. Okay, so I put seeds in the ground, that's considered an av. But anything short of that, me doing a fundamentally different maisa, that would be a tolda in that case. And it's really what emerges from this machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam is whether we go based on the action, right? According to Rashi, it's about whether or not I'm actually putting in things in the ground. According to Rambam, it's l'tzameach davar miskavein, then we need the Tiferes Yisrael to kind of explain away what actually is going on there when it comes to watering your grass. But that was kind of how we quoted the machlokas Rashi Rambam, but whether or not it's totally on the kavana or it's totally on the maisa, on the pu'ula. As we said, that within understanding this Rambam, there are other ways of understanding this Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah, according to the Ramach, and says, if these things are all avos, so shouldn't there be like 50 avos, that co-avos, but they're not listed? So what's pshat in there? So the Ramach gives a different pshat in our Gemara. He says, no, really, all these things are just standard toldos, so why did the Gemara list all of them separately? To teach that you only chayav one korban for five different toldos, or if you've got an av, and it's told that you only chayav one, but don't tell me that these are all co-avos and this Raz del Torah. It's not like that. And the Ritva then says, no, I have a totally different understanding of this Gemara. When you thought that they're either all of them are avos, all of them are toldos, only one. So he says, no, only Notea and Zorea are considered avos. Everything else is considered a tolda. And so this Ritva, going back to what I said before, is focusing very strongly on what was done in the Mishkan, right, when it comes to planting. It's very similar to the Ramach, and he says that, except he says planting trees are also a real av, but this is very problematic because seemingly saying that planting trees is a real av the same way all the other things are, which sound like almost we have 40 different elbows as opposed to 39 if we say this is a real thing. So we weren't sure entirely how to explain that Shitas HaRitva with regards to how many elbows we know we have. But when we get down to when we finally discussed a little bit, decided, figured out what is an av, what is the total of ko-avos, not ko-avos, that Gemara and Shabbos, which kind of is weird, we still have our question of what's the nafkamina between the two understandings, but when you say Shitas Rabbi Elazar, which you quoted. So Tosus asks why didn't the Gemara list Hasra as an nafkamina between av and tolda, right? I need to give Hasra based on the av, I can't give Hasra based on the tolda. So Tosus gives two different understandings. Tosus says that maybe you just need to warn someone based on the av, and he brings up the case of straining wine on Shabbos. The Gemara says there are two different things they can be kibasra based on, either merakade, sifting flour, or the case of border of sifting. So Tosus learns from the fact that the Gemara lives lashon of hasra that you need to give the hasra based on the av. Right over there, the reason why it's a problem is because you actively need to give the hasra based on the av. But maybe that's not really a good hasra. Maybe that's not really the good reading of the Gemara over there. The Gemara over there isn't discussing whether I need to give hasra based on an av or hasra based on a tolda. The Gemara is just discussing that you need to give the correct av if you want to give it, and you need to give hasra that is correct when it comes to giving hasra. It's not talking about avos versus tolda. It's saying when I give hasra, I can't just tell you, hey, watch out, you're doing zorea. When you're doing borer, the guy's going to think I'm crazy. It's like psychological reason. Like, that's a joke. Obviously, I'm not doing that. Obviously, I must not be chayev, and therefore it's fine. So Tosus is saying, don't think that Gemara is talking about whether you give hasra for an av or tolda. The Gemara over there is discussing the chiyuv of giving the hasra based on the correct thing that the guy is doing. And so we just mentioned in Shir, Tosus jumped all the way to saying that why does hasra no good? If I give hasra based on the wrong av, why is the guy putter? Because psychologically he's gonna say I'm a joke and say there's no way that's actually the chiyuv. So what we brought out from this Tosus is that when someone gives a hasra, it's just like a very broad hasra. That is called Hasra Linyan Shabbos, right? There's a thing of called Chil Shabbos. Don't be Mechal Shabbos, right? And so that is kind of the general overview. And within that Isra of being Mechal Shabbos, there are 39 kind of specifications of that Isra. And so what came out of Tosfos is that in a Chanami, that Hasra is a good Hasra when I give it wrong. It just happens to be that the person is going to think you're a joke and not listen to it. But short of that, it is a good Hasra because all of the Isra, there is something called don't be Mechal Shabbos. And so, fine. So that was kind of how Tosus understands that Gemara. Tosus says, maybe Tosus says, actually, the answer the Gemara gives is the din of Hasra. And that's really what the Gemara is discussing. Don't tell me that. I was wrong. It's a totally different answer. Not wrong. But it's just that when the Gemara says the answer, it's actually giving the answer that the Nafka Mina would be Hasra. So we just said it's very difficult to read the Gemara because the Gemara all of a sudden goes and starts discussing like different avos and toldos, mishkan, chashivas, mishkan, v'chashivas. So mehechet hasti that the Gemara over there is discussing the idin of hasra, that's really not coming in the Gemara course. So we said in Shir, it's very difficult to read that understanding into the Gemara, but that's Tosus' second understanding as why it doesn't give hasra, because really it does, the Gemara does give that. So to answer this kind of steer within that Tosus brings up, this understanding of can I give a hasra based on a tolda, or can I only give a hasra based on an av, right? Tosus said maybe you can give a hasra based on a tolda, maybe you can't, that's the nafkamina. So Shita Mikubetzes has a different understanding. And he says, really, when we talk about Shabbos versus our Gemara, don't try to like fit them into each other. There's just, it's machlokes Rabbi Elazar versus the Rabbanon. But according to Rabbi Elazar, it's mechayev on a tolda, just like an av, you wouldn't be able to give a hasra, right? Because I'm mechayev you based on a tolda just like I am by an av. But according to the Rabbanon, who are mechayev you for a tolda the same way you are an av, and they're not separate things. If I do an av and a tolda, I'm only mechayev one. So I can't give asra based on the tolda. So that, we kind of quoted that machlokas based on the Rabbanon. So what's behind the machlokas? How can we boil down the machlokas further? He says, so how do we understand the din of tolda? Is tolda a din licked in the av? There is a tolda, and really they're one and the same, or no? The din of av and din of tolda are totally independent categories. So I'll say, right, according to the Rabbanah, they're all the same, right? I violate one, I violate an av and a tolda, so I violated the same Isser twice. But according to Be'ezer, I violated the same Isser, I didn't violate the same Isser. I violated an av and a tolda, and those are different things. Therefore, I couldn't give Asra based on tolda or an av, because they are totally different things. Right? Our Gemara is based on Rabbi Be'ezer, therefore you can give Asra based on a tolda, since it's totally a separate Isser anyway, therefore I might be able to, according to the Rabbanah, which is our Gemara and Shabbos, I might not be able to. Fine. So that was really the third sugya. And just the second sugya, sorry. Just as a kind of overview, first we discussed what do we consider lam, what do we consider a tola. Quoted three from Teirutzim, two from Aratosus, the Bava Kama, right, with the Maharam, one from Shabbos, is there any only Mishkan, only Chashiva, or any Mishkan v'Chashiva. Then we quoted the Gemara in Shabbos to discuss the Ko'avos and told us, so according to the Rambam, seemingly there is a din Ko'avos, and that's how he understands that Gemara. Rashi said, no, it's just being Mechayiv you. Some of them are Avos, some of them are Toldos, and it all depends on what your action was, what your Pula was, right? Zomer, when it comes to grafting, that's totally different. We said the Ritva said no. So the Ramach said that they're all just standard Toldos, since they only Chayiv one Korban, that was according to the Ramach's understanding. The Ritva says only Zorei and Oter Avos. We said we don't really understand how that works because seemingly there are 40. And then we kind of came back to our Gemara and discussed the Nafkamina about what's actually the Nafkamina between Rebbe Ezra and according to Rebbe Ezra. So either you can say the Hasra, depending on how you understand the Gemara and Shabbos, either you need to give Hasra based on the Av, or maybe you can say, no, that's not, you don't actually need to. You need to give Hasra based on the correct Av. As Tosfos said, that kind of brought us into our discussion about how we understand Avos. And how we understand the Isser Shabbos, is it one Isser or 39 different Isserim? And then we kind of quote, and then just to finish off, we quote the Shidduk Betis, who understands that there's no Machlok between Shabbos and Vavakama, because Shabbos and Vavakama are just a little bit too mandamers, right? If you say, someone can give Hasra based on a Tolda, so that's the Rabbi Ezer. Why? Because Avos Toldas are licked. They're licked in the same thing. They're one and the same. So obviously I can give a Tolda based on I can give Asura based on a Tolda, but according to the Rabban, no, they're totally different things. So therefore, I might not be able to give Asura based on a Tolda. And those are the first two sugyas. So Mirza Jim tomorrow. I'll continue with 3, 4, and 5, and we'll continue on. Thank you all for coming.